prove it with your own data. Take a look at the Compy height graph. Arnold will put it up for you. Arnold did so, and they saw the same smooth single curve as before, the heights peaking at 33 and 34 centimeters. "Notice anything about it?" Malcolm said. "It's a Poisson distribution," Wu said, "normal curve." "But didn't you say you introduced the Compies in three batches at six-month intervals?"
"Yes."
"Then you should get a graph with peaks for each of the three separate batches that were introduced," Malcolm said, tapping the keyboard. "Like this." A new graph appeared showing an uneven curve with three peaks at 26, 33, and 38 centimeters. "But you didn't get this graph," Malcolm said. "The graph you actually got is a graph of a breeding population. Your Compies are breeding." Wu shook his head.
"I don't see how."
"They're breeding, and so are the Othnelia, the Myosaurs, the Hypsies, and the Velociraptors."
"Christ," Muldoon said. "There are raptors free in the park." "Well, it's not that bad," Hammond said, looking at the screen. "We have increases in just three categories. Well, five categories. Very small increases in two of them."
"What are you talking about?" Wu said loudly. "Don't you know what this means?"
"Of course I know what this means, Henry," Hammond said. "It means you screwed up."
"Absolutely not."
"You've got breeding dinosaurs out there, Henry."
"But they're all female," Wu said. "It's impossible. There must be a mistake. And look at the numbers. A small increase in the big animals, the Myosaurs and the Hypsies, and big increases in the number of small animals. It just doesn't make sense. It must be a mistake."
The radio clicked.
"Actually not," Grant said. "I think these numbers confirm that breeding is taking place in seven different sites around the island."
Breeding sites. The sky was growing darker. Thunder rumbled in the distance. Grant and the others leaned in the doors of the jeep, staring at the screen on the dashboard.
"Breeding sites?"
Wu said over the radio.
"Nests," Grant said. "Assuming the average clutch is 8 to 12 hatching eggs, these data would indicate the Compies have 2 nests. The Raptors have 2 nests, the Othies have 1 nest, and the Hypsies and the Mayas have 1 nest each."
"Where are these nests?"
"We'll have to find them," Grant said. "Dinosaurs build their nests in secluded places."
"But why are there so few big animals?" Wu said. "If there is a Maya nest of 8 to 12 eggs, there should be 8 to 12 new Mayas, not just one."
"That's right," Grant said. "Except that the raptors and the Compies that are loose in the park are probably eating the eggs of the bigger animals, and perhaps eating the newly hatched young as well."
"But we've never seen that," Arnold said over the radio.
"Raptors are nocturnal," he said. "Is anyone watching the park at night?"
There was a long silence.
"I didn't think so," Grant said.
"It still doesn't make sense," Wu said. "You can't support 50 additional animals on a couple of nests of eggs."
"No," Grant said. "I assume they are eating something else as well. Perhaps small rodents, mice and rats."
There was another silence.
"Let me guess," Grant said. "When you first came to the island,
you had a problem with rats.
But as time passed, the problem faded away."
"Yes, that's true."
"And you never thought to investigate why?"
"Well, we just assumed," Arnold said.
"Look," Wu said, "the fact remains all the animals are female. They can't breed."